This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Take a Man podcast from Odyssey Sports. I'm Craig Hoffman. You can catch the Hoffman Show 3 to 6 each and every weekday, of course. Logan Paulson played 10 years in the NFL. You can catch him as well on the Commanders YouTube channel and Command Center. Sam Fortier with us as well. WashingtonPost.com/sports if you want to check out any of his work. All right, any other lingering Senior Bowl things? News, nuggets, prospects, anything else that is hanging out there that we want to hit before we maybe get the latest on the OC situation?
I just really wanted to quickly touch on guard. I know we talked a lot about tackle specifically, but there were three guys on that guard that I think did an excellent job and deserve to be acknowledged. Because I do think that when you talk about, you know, at least big picture, what Washington looks for is they say left tackle, right guard, and center, right? So Sam did a good job of bringing up center, but we haven't really talked about guards. And I just think the kid from TCU, Steve Avili, is a guy that comes out. Everyone's talking about him. He played guard. He played center. Big body, nice footwork. I think the guy that probably had the best week playing guard is Osiris Torrance. He's probably going to be a first-round guy, but you never know with guard, right? He's got a higher body weight. Sometimes those guys slip a little bit. Maybe he's available for you at 16. I think that's unlikely given his tape and given how he played this week. And then I think another guy that Sam brought up is the big redhead himself, Cody Monch from North Dakota State. And, you know, people said he struggled, but I liked what I saw from him at guard. I saw a guy who'd never played guard before in his life and, like, put his mouthpiece in and said, let's F and go. And I like that competitiveness. I like his footwork. I like his aggressiveness. I like that he can play center. Like, that position flexibility is something that those other two bigger body guys don't have. So if you're building this roster, I think 16 is probably a little rich for Osiris Torrance, but I saw someone say he's going to go top 19. So that would be kind of right in line with that 16 spot. You know, Steve Avili in the second round, maybe, if you really feel like you need a right guard. And then Cody Monch, I think he's probably going to go in the second, but maybe third. Does he give you that kind of swing guard flexibility inside that this team seems to covet? I think it's important to kind of call all those guys out in terms of a team building philosophy. We know we focus a lot on tackle, but I think those guys are also very viable options.
I got two nuggets on interior offensive linemen for Logan. One, the Michigan center who has a wild name.
It's a wild name. You going to say it?
Try
to say it.
Ola Shuggin Uluwatimi. That's how you say it.
Is that the nugget? Just you have the pronunciation.
Well, that's what, dude. Have you seen the spelling,
dude? I was on a show and I didn't. They were like, Michigan center is who that guy is. He had a good week, but yeah. But we didn't. No one talked about him because no one could say his name.
Exactly. So I'm here to promote the Ola Shuggin discourse. The second thing is Osiris Torrance, the Florida guard that we just talked about. His nickname is Cybo. Because he watched Teen Titans and he was a big fan of Cyborg. I don't know if you guys were ever watching Teen Titans, but that's my age range.
That's a great nugget, though.
So those are two nuggets for you. The one thing that I have off Senior Bowl, which isn't necessarily directly reflective of Senior Bowl and probably isn't super surprising, but I think that this draft class for quarterbacks, particularly the Senior Bowl quarterbacks, I mean, there wasn't a ton of talent. But if you're not talking Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud, which I don't think they are, I don't think they're moving up. Like, I don't think they have those assets or be willing to part with those assets. I don't think you're going to see them pursue that second tier of guys, the Will Levis, the Anthony Richardson. I think as teams get more time around Richardson specifically because of how, you know, he's just going to – his test numbers are going to be crazy. But right now, I really don't see them going after a rookie quarterback. And I think that's going to lead to Sam Howell, obviously.
The only one that I would think is even in conversation is the Stanford kid. Tanner, I think, is his last name.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of in that. He's not in the second tier. He's kind of the – he's like in his own category because he's not – he's way better than the TCU guy. He's way better than the BYU guy, but he's not quite a first-round talent. So if they got – if they fell in love with him, and I think that's a big if,
yeah,
maybe the second round, that's the type of guy, like the Derek Carr of this year's draft, a guy that is not going to be a first-round pick, but maybe a second or third rounder that has traits in terms of arm talent, intellect that you like. That would be the only guy I'd have an eye on because I think it's just going to be way, way too expensive to move up to get any of those other guys you've been talking about. And I think Richardson is too far away from anything in terms of, you know, in terms of like being ready to play. I think he's probably a year and a half, 2 years. He's like the Malik Willis, a much more talented Malik Willis this year. Let me just say that.
Yeah, Tanner McKee, the Stanford kid.
Tanner McKee. Thank you.
And to segue, I don't know if I'm taking Craig's job here, but I think
I'm just chilling. You're doing great, man.
Richardson, like you said, I think he's very far away, but I could see maybe like if a new OC comes in and falls in love with the kid, and you know he would have to fall too because I don't think they're probably spending 16 on him. But
no, but
you're right. Like you know, it seems unlikely at this point.
Yeah.
So we talked a little bit about how they navigate this process without an OC. And by the way, some teams are doing this without a head coach. There's still plenty of coach hires, but the scouts do their work, whatever. So we talked about that, but ultimately they do need to hire an OC. Ron spent part of last week in California with Anthony Lynn, and Sam was on the radio actually with me last week. So you can check out the Hoffman Show podcast talking a little bit about Anthony Lynn, who he covered. I'm just doing my job, Sam. See, it's more than just segues. But Sam covered Lynn out in LA. So, you know, we got that information there. But do we have a timeline now at this point? Do we think like this will happen quickly after the Super Bowl? And, you know, does the fact that they're waiting make you lean towards Bieniemy, or is this still just a giant process? Because I guess they still haven't interviewed Bieniemy, right? And at this point, they won't. So, you know, kind of what's the latest? What's the timeline? And then, you know, obviously they've got some moves they need to make here somewhat quickly. Like Carson's got to get cut here in the next couple of weeks. They got to make the other contract decisions on that kind of stuff. I don't think an OC's not going to come in and be like, actually, guys, I want to keep Carson Wentz. It's like, actually, that's a disqualifying thing. You're not going to be our offensive coordinator. So see ya. But at what point do they get down to any kind of crunch time in terms of actually making this decision?
The timeline, my sense is that it'll happen after the Super Bowl. They obviously want to interview Bieniemy. So once they make that decision, I imagine that Ron has, you know, the one or two guys that if Bieniemy flops, that they, you know, that they'll move on to. But I think that when you wait, and the hiring cycles in general are taking a while. Obviously, like Indy's on its third,
right,
you know, round of head coaching interviews or whatever.
Well, if they, you know, and not only that, those interviews are apparently like 12 hours long. Could you imagine having to sit for 36 hours with Jim Irsay and then potentially not getting the job? That sounds awful.
God, jeez.
Yeah, I can't imagine investing like that sort of time into what ultimately could be a bust. But I think that if you're OC search is going to take a long time and you're going to like draw it out. Having a, you know, one of a star candidate like Bieniemy that really moves in the middle, I think like that totally absolves it. I know that I can't remember if I was talking to you, Craig, or somebody else, but people were like, should you be concerned that it is taking this long? And if you are trying to reel in a big fish, like I don't think so. Cause ultimately you need to put your offense in the best position to be successful. And I could actually hear an argument either way about, hey, should we keep the same offense that Howell had so he, you know, is set up for success better in year two, or should we just take the brightest offensive mind? Like I could kind of be taught, like I could hear that argument either way.
Sure.
And so if you think Bieniemy is the best fit, then I'm fine with that.
And I mean, this is just me not knowing that much about hiring coaches, but I would say that I don't think there's any incentive to be going fast because I don't feel like any of the top offensive coordinator spots, clients or whatever the word is, are going to be like up for this position. So they could, it's all kind of the tier two guys and none of them are going to be like hired away.
Right.
Does that make
sense?
How
many of the other candidates have we heard actually interviewing for other jobs? Like, is Charles London in on a bunch of jobs? Is Studisville in on a bunch of jobs? Pat Shurmur?
Did you talk to him at the Senior Bowl, by the way? London?
I said hello briefly. Yeah, I think he is waiting to find out like everybody else.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, if you can afford, like, the risk in waiting is your top guy says no, like Bieniemy comes in, interviews, you love him, but he also interviews somewhere else and goes there. And then you're like, oh crap, our second, third and fourth guy got taken somewhere else. Well, when your second, third and fourth guy aren't interviewing anywhere else, or you're their top choice, because they can't go anywhere else and get this kind of receiver talent, then you're fine. So I don't think that there is, you know, and there's not like there's meetings that are, I mean, there are meetings that are happening in terms of putting together your free agent board and all that kind of stuff, but your OC can come in pretty quickly. You know, if this gets to late February, then yeah, that's a problem, because now your free agency board needs to be set pretty much going into the combine as you start to have discussions, preliminary discussions with agents and things like that, and get a feel for that early March start in terms of free agency. And you need to know what offensive scheme you're running and how guys are going to fit. There's no way, knock on wood, there's no way that this is stretching out that long. They just got to get through the Super Bowl, because, you know, one of the guys that they want is obviously unavailable at the moment.
Well, that's kind of an interesting thing too. It's like, if they don't have an OC hired before free agency, it'll show you how impactful the OC's opinion or voice is in that process. And some teams, like, it's not very impactful, quite frankly. It's just like, this is who we're providing you, make it work, you know? And I think that's not an unusual thing. So maybe that's not even a thing for them. Maybe they don't even care about having his opinion, because they just want to find the best people. That
went so well last year on the quarterback thing.
Well, it is interesting, but I mean, I hate, again, we've talked about this on the podcast. We've talked about this on the radio. I don't like the revisionist aspect. And I know, Craig, you felt very strongly that he wasn't the right fit here, but there were a lot of people that were very pro Carson's acquisition here, and they thought it would be a good fit. So I think it's important, irrespective of what the coordinator said, because I've heard things about the coordinator's opinion that I don't think are that necessarily support you want his involvement in this. But what I'm saying is, like, I think they do a fine job of evaluating talent at the front office here.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I would echo that. And I think that it's sort of like kind of going back to the draft thing. Like, it's all about process and result. And I don't think that process is definitely more important than result, because result is pretty important too. But you got to evaluate, like, who are we bringing in here? Like, when I look at the offensive coordinators and you see everybody is 48 to 57 and they all, like, you know, they all have like a ton of experience as running backs coaches, and, you know, except for, you know, probably Pat Shurmur. But what is setting you, like, best up for success? And I think that you probably want to go away from the system you just had and make it more adaptable. Who is going to come in here and, like, retrofit their scheme to your talent? Because as we saw at the beginning of last year, like, you know, Justin Jefferson, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, all the dudes that got paid in the echelon of Terry were getting, you know, force-fed targets, and Terry was getting like six targets at the end of blowouts, you know? And so I think that, like, who's going to come in here and maximize your talent right away? And, you know, I don't necessarily know who that is right now, but you got to be confident if you're in the interview room that you're getting that guy.
Mm. Yeah, the guy who used to force feed Tyreek footballs might be a might be a good idea. I don't know. I'm just a guy who has a radio show and a podcast. All right. Anything else on anything else? Are we done for today?
Yeah, have have you guys covered the likeliness of what it feels like Deron Payne getting the franchise tag? Have you guys already covered that?
No, we haven't talked about that.
I wouldn't say we've done like a likeliness. I mean, and also I feel like Senior Bowl is a time again where information gets exchanged and those odds tend to change a little bit. So we can certainly do a little Deron Payne bonus here.
I think that's the way the situation looks like it's heading, because you're not probably going to pay him a long-term deal as we discussed, like with John Allen, but if you're Ron Rivera, this to me sort of echoes, and I think they could approach the draft the same way they did last year, where you're looking at a lot of seniors, guys that have played a lot of football, had a lot of starts, because you need them to come in and contribute right away. If you're Rivera in year four, potentially under a new owner, you need to perform. And so what is another way to do that? It's to keep around like your other game-wrecking defensive tackle at times. And so you know, the tag this year is $18.9 million, which is a shade right around, you know, obviously where John Allen's getting paid in terms of APY. Wouldn't wreck your deal. If you want to work out a contract with Cam Curl, you could structure it in such a way that, you know, that keeps them both around. So to me, if Ron Rivera is pushing all his chips in on this year, like that's the move that, like, it's the lever you have to pull because it's the best one that you have as a personnel guy.
So if we had to rank these, not likelihood, if we go back to like efficacy here, right? What's the actual best thing for the football team? They can tag and keep, tag and trade, sign to long-term, or tag and sign, you know, long-term. So like,
or let walk,
one year, or they could, but like, I don't think that's on the table. That's obviously the worst case scenario. Hey, lose the really good player for nothing. Great job, guys. We don't have to rank that one. That's at the bottom.
They've done that before though.
Yeah. Well, there's that. So if we go tag and just let him play out the tag, which then you have that potentially next year where he walks for nothing, tag and trade, or tag and ultimately sign to a long term. Like, what do we think is the actual best outcome here? And how far down is like the tag and keep him on a 1 year thing, if you do indeed think that's third?
Well, I think tag and trade is certainly like could be, like, I could hear the argument for that being the best move for the football team, because, you know, obviously you're recouping assets, you're getting it in the longer term. But my question is Ron Rivera thinking about, is he prioritizing the health of this team in 2024 and 2025? Because he's not incentivized to do that. Like, whoever this new owner is, and you know, we're going to operate under that assumption until we hear otherwise, is going to come in here and say, okay, like, his first year on the job, is he seeing Ron Rivera win games? Is he seeing him put them in the playoffs? And while it's great that, like, you know, maybe ultimately in the hypothetical, trading Deron for a second round pick or whatever it is would be the right move, but Deron Payne on the field is going to help you win more games than the draft pick will.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you just kind of take a step back and you say, like, what is the absolute best thing regardless of circumstance, it's tag and trade, in my opinion. Because you're not going to be able to get him to a long-term extension, him, Montez, or Chase Young, right? And you drafted Fedarian Mathis in the second round last year. John Ridgeway's come up and I think have shown you that you can be serviceable without without that elite player at the position. And then in terms of building the roster out, I just think there's so much value there, right? You get younger, you get more people, you get more bites at the apple, essentially. So to me, I think that is the number one way to go about it. But I do agree with Sam. I don't think that there's a huge incentive for Ron to be like, what's the best thing for the Commanders? It's like, what's the best thing right this second? Because if we don't win a ton of games, like, I'm going to be looking for a job. And that is a scary proposition. So I think he's going to try and put himself in the best position to win as many games as he possibly can. Because the other thing that I think is important about the Deron Payne thing is there's a reason that he holds the franchise record for sacks. It's not a very likely outcome moving forward in terms of him getting a ton of sacks. His value will never be higher than this, in my opinion. So you got to capitalize on that.
that is something that this franchise has been really bad at in the past. You know, you talk about like whether it's Kirk is probably the most obvious example, but letting guys walk when there is value there. And could you tag and let him walk next year and say, hey, at least we got one more year, and just kind of hope you got his best years, because football is a hard game and guys can deteriorate quickly. I guess that's possible. And then you wind up not overpaying. That's certainly possible. But I also think because you made the Carson deal last year, like recouping draft capital is something they need. It's something that I've almost asked you guys about seven times in this podcast, but like, how likely is it they make a trade because they don't have their third round pick? And so that is something to consider, is like, okay, if they could get a second and a third back for Duran, like, do you do that? And do you hope, if you're Rivera, that you can draft well, that Mathis comes back, that Ridgeway is what what he looked like this year, obviously grown into year two. I think there is an argument to be made. And I don't know. Like, is Ron probably operating under the premise that this year I have to win as many games as possible to keep my job? Yeah. And by the way, if there was no ownership change going into a lame duck year in year five, he'd probably be operating that anyway. There's also a piece of Ron that is like an eternal optimist and sometimes blind to the situation around him. And I could see him going like, hey, I'm good. We're building. I'm on my little 5-year plan. And so I'm going to keep building this because I think that I will be around for the long term, because we're going to be good. I believe in our football team. So I don't know. Like, Ron obviously presents publicly well that it's always the way he thinks. Privately, I'm sure he's like, yeah, I kind of like the money I'm making and would like to not have to look for a job. And I don't know how many more jobs I'm going to get. Like, that, let's be realistic about that too, right? You know, we kind of talked about it with Carson in the trade last year. Like, is this Carson Wentz's last chance? This is Ron Rivera's last chance. There's no way he's getting another head coaching job after this. Certainly not one with the power and the contract that he has now. So I do wonder if, like, how much that weighs in, and if they get a really, really good offer. And it also depends on when the time comes in, because they could tag him and the offer could come in April and the new owner's in place and the new owner's like, yeah. Or maybe he's even hired a new like executive vice president of football operations. And that person's like, yeah, we're making that deal. Like, I don't care what you want, Ron. Like, this would be stupid to turn down. So there's a timeline element too to the new ownership that could obviously affect this contract moving forward. What they are willing to give Payne, what they are willing to trade, all those kinds of things. All right, that's it. I guess
it's so nice to be on a real podcast instead of that John Kime report, man.
Just had to get that in there. Dig it all time.
I knew I should have just made my point and then ended the show without anybody getting a chance to say anything. I left space and look what Sam did with it. All right. That's Sam Fortier of the Washington Post. You can read his work at washingtonpost.com/sports. And we will be back on Thursday with the latest on the OC search, if there's any new news, and more draft stuff, because that's kind of our lives between now and April. For Sam and Logan, I'm Craig, and we'll see you next time on Take Care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.